For today's top stories, I'm Tona Takadila. The World Economic Forum has identified poverty and inequality as Namibia's top risks for 2025. A survey of more than 11,000 respondents highlighted unemployment, water and food shortages, as well as a lack of skilled labor as additional concerns. The report cites economic challenges and resource scarcity as priority risks for the country. Oliver Diggle from Ceres Capital.
We see that many countries share similar challenges. In Namibia, poverty and inequality ranks as the number one risk. Food, water, and energy shortages also feature prominently across the region, taking up the top three spots in both Zambia and Zimbabwe. Back to Namibia, water shortages rank as the third biggest risk. Unemployment is the second ranked concern in Namibia, with broad unemployment being 54.8%, one of, if not the highest in the world. Another main issue holding Namibia back is the lack of skilled labor. Namibia is one of the highest spenders globally, relative to GDP, on education. But the majority of the funding goes into personnel spending, and the results are not materializing.
Ceres Capital and Survey Warehouse have merged to form a new entity, Ceres Survey Warehouse. The partnership combines their expertise in research, data collection, and analytics to deliver stronger support for evidence-based policy and business strategies. Survey Warehouse founder Christian Kielder describes it as a union of complementary skills and innovative approaches.
Both Ceres and Survey Warehouse are, of course, well-recognized and trusted brands in the world of research. And by joining our companies, we are bringing together complementary expertise, innovative methodologies, and a lot of industry experience. So from that point of view, I think the integration of the two companies draws on the strength of both in order to provide a better quality product to both clients of the companies, but also to the consumers of research.
Then, in an alert on Tuesday, the United Nations Human Rights Office, OCHA, confirmed that three children were killed by Rwandan-backed M23 rebels who entered the city of Bukavu in the Democratic Republic of Congo last week. With more, here is OCHA spokesperson Ravina Shamdasani.
Our office has confirmed cases of summary execution of children by M23 after they entered the city of Bukavu last week. We're also aware that children were in possession of weapons. We call on Rwanda and M23 to ensure that human rights and international humanitarian law are respected.
And U.S. President Donald Trump has criticized Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky for not ending the war with Russia earlier. His comments came after President Zelensky spoke of his surprise at Ukraine not being invited to talks between the U.S. and Russia in Saudi Arabia.
And I'm very disappointed. I hear that, you know, they're upset about not having a seat. Well, they've had a seat for 3 years and a long time before that. This could have been settled very easily. Just a half-baked negotiator could have settled this years ago.
At the Saudi Arabia talks, Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov and U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio agreed to explore closer relations and economic cooperation. Former U.S. Ambassador to Ukraine John E. Herbst says it's an unusual approach to negotiations.
Moscow is the aggressor in this war, but Trump is an idiosyncratic president. His way of conducting negotiations is not the normal way. It involves, when he deals with dictators like Kim Jong-un or Vladimir Putin, as much flattery as criticism, and that has been the approach here.
Find all these stories and much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.